Well, thank you all for being here. I want to acknowledge the people who are joining me today. Obviously, Matt Westmoreland from the Atlanta City Council, Richard Cox, our COO, Chief Patrick Labatt over our Corrections Department, Michelle Major from Welcoming Atlanta, which is the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. Also, Luisa Cardona, the deputy of that office, Marva Lewis, chief of staff, and Nina Hickson, our city attorney. As you all know, on yesterday, I signed an executive order addressing our detention of ICE inmates in the Atlanta City Jail. Many of you all who are familiar with me know that above all else, I am a mother. And I have children who are of the age who many times, with the exception of my 16-year-old, believe that I can do anything. And quite often in matters big and small, they will ask, can you do something about it? Or, mommy, what did you do? And although that question has not come up as it relates to what we are witnessing in our nation with the separation of families, I thought about if they asked that question, what would my answer be? And so, like so many of you all, I have been horrified to watch the news over the past week or so, to see what is happening to families in the United States of America. And I know that a lot of criticism has been given as it relates to comparisons with the Holocaust and also the comparison with families being separated during slavery. But what I would say is this. There are moments in our world's history where abnormal behavior can be ignored and it suddenly becomes the norm. And as I have watched the policies of our president become normalized, I am ever mindful of the need to act and our responsibility to act swiftly. So for a long period of time, the city of Atlanta has had a relationship with the U.S. Marshal's Office where we have detained inmates, detained ICE detainees in our city jail. It is a long-standing relationship that we have had an agreement to make sure that they are housed and housed humanely. Obviously, over the course of the last few weeks, as we have talked a lot about the separation of families, it is something that I've taken a fresh look at to make sure that we are not, as a city, complicit in any way in separating families. I have been told that we don't have any verification that there are any detainees currently in our city facility whom have been separated from their families. But my concern, quite frankly, is that we would inadvertently become complicit in this policy. I can tell you that it is not a decision that I made lightly. We gathered as a team on yesterday and talked through the pros and cons of making a decision on this. The biggest concern that I have had is my understanding there are three facilities in the state of Georgia in which detainees are held if they are picked up on violations or alleged violations, one being the Atlanta Detention Center and two being outside of the metro area, several hours away. The other two, as I understand, are for-profit centers with less than desirable conditions and no access quite often to the resources that we offer in the city of Atlanta. And this is where I was conflicted. As I talked with Michelle and Luisa yesterday, we discussed that it quite often is not a matter of if people will be detained, because they will be detained, but where they will be housed. And even as we prepared to come out this morning, and I was speaking with Chief Labatt, and he mentioned that 9 detainees had been sent to a facility in Irwin, my heart sank. Because what I know about this facility is that these 9 detainees will not have access to many of the resources that we offer in the city of Atlanta, including our access to justice programming, which will come online in just a few weeks once it comes out of city council, that will allow access to a justice program for those facing immigration proceedings so that they will have access to counsel. There's also the consideration that if people are picked up in the metro area, it is often a hardship if their families have to travel 3 or 4 hours away to visit them. So this is something that we discussed at length on yesterday, but I did feel that the time to act was now, that I did not want us as a city to inadvertently become complicit in the president's policy. And this discussion actually began before I realized that the president was considering signing an executive order on yesterday. And so we still have a very long way to go. We still have many things that we must consider. But I can tell you what our next steps are. With the leadership of Michelle Meja, Louisa, and the entire Welcoming Atlanta team, we will be convening a group of people who are experts in this area to help give us some advice and guidance on how we should proceed going forward. This executive order will remain in place until our next council meeting, I believe, which is on July 2nd, unless it is ratified by the Atlanta City Council. This gives us a couple of weeks to continue to look at this policy and to make sure that we are making sound decisions that are best for those facing immigration proceedings and also for the city of Atlanta. But before I turn it over to our other speakers this morning, I just want to publicly say that as a country, we are better than this. We are better than separating families. These are human beings. These are children. These are mothers. These are fathers. These are families. So I call upon the President of the United States of America to have a heart, to have compassion, to think of your own family, to think of your children, to think of the what if this were your family. I also call upon our federal leaders, our Congress members, to act swiftly in whatever way is possible to make sure that there is a sound policy in place so that we are not faced with this situation going forward. The city of Atlanta will continue to do what it is able to do from a local level. And I look forward to being able to look my children in the eye on the day that they ask, "What did I do?" to say that we tried to do something. But we must all work on this issue together. And so with that, I am going to turn it over to Chief Patrick Labatt so he can provide additional information on the impact that it is having on our city jail. And then I will turn it over to Michelle Meja from Welcoming Atlanta to speak, and then we will open up for any questions that you may have.
Good morning. First, let me thank Mayor Bottoms for really this leadership position that she has taken. I think it'll resonate throughout the metro area. At the City of Atlanta Department of Corrections, our goal is to be more humane each day. We have a unique opportunity on a daily basis to work with Michelle and her team with respect to the programs we're able to offer. We actually started back in March, thanks to your leadership, a Know Your Rights campaign. And so every Tuesday and Thursday, we actually have these conversations and make sure people that are taken care of are taken care of in the best possible manner. Like any other jail, we have our own set of issues, but ours is to first and foremost be humane. The mayor said it best. We partner with local communities and have an opportunity to on a daily basis to interact with not just those that are detained, but those family members that bring their children and have specialized visits, et cetera. So it's an opportunity here for us to really be a even more welcoming Atlanta. So again, I want to thank you, Michelle, and your team, and Louisa, for helping guide us through this process. If there are any, I'll turn it over to Michelle, and if there are any specific questions, we can go from there.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Mayor, this is truly a historic day, and it is such a privilege to work alongside you and the entire executive team in really shifting the direction of the city of Atlanta towards justice for all of our residents. And today, I would really like to share a message to our immigrant community and to our broader Atlanta community who really care about these issues, that we see you, we hear you, we celebrate you, and we will do everything in our power to ensure that you have fair and equal access to the American dream. Our doors are always open to you. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us at any time. You are very much welcome here in the city of Atlanta. And now I'd like to turn it over to Luisa Cardona, our deputy director, to share a similar message in Spanish.
Buenas. Estamos aquí muy privilegiados de estar con ustedes, de agradecer a la alcaldesa, Keisha Lance Bottom, que es un honor trabajar con ella y con todo el equipo ejecutivo. Y de verdad lo que queremos mandar hoy es un mensaje a nuestra comunidad inmigrante y a nuestra comunidad en general. Queremos decirle, los escuchamos. Sabemos que están ahí. Estamos escuchando sus voces y queremos estar ahí para apoyarlos en cada paso de su camino y para celebrar no solo lo bueno que traen en nuestra ciudad, pero también para defender su acceso a la justicia y su acceso al sueño americano. Muchas gracias.
Before I open up for questions, I asked before we came out today, I asked Luisa if I could share with you all something that she shared with me on yesterday. And that is that Luisa came to America as an undocumented child. And so I say to each of you all here today, we don't have to look on television for these stories. These stories are here with us. And Luisa, I think, represents what is really possible and what should be possible in this country when we act compassionately and when we are truly a welcoming city and country. Michelle also shared with me on yesterday a story of a North Atlanta student. While she worked in the nonprofit sector whom she encountered, this is a student who had graduated from high school and a few weeks later traveled to Cobb County to visit family members and was detained on a traffic violation and ultimately deported. This is our community. This is our city. And as we are looking to make a meaningful difference in the city of Atlanta, I call upon not just our federal leaders and the President of the United States, but also in our backyard, for our partners in the Metro Atlanta community to be very thoughtful about what our policies are and how they are impacting our communities and how they are impacting our families. And with that, I will answer any questions.